going on, guys? James Camacho here. This is Kicking It with Camacho. Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy Saturday. I hope your weekend is going well. I hope you have some cool plans. I hope your work week wasn't too, didn't make you want to off yourself. You know, I hope you enjoy your job. I hope you're listening and, like, you wake up every morning and you're like, you know, you're confident, you're happy. You're like, man, I can't wait to go to my job, you know, because it's got to be a pretty miserable exit. What's up, buddy? Do you guys see him? Do you guys see? Come here. Come closer. Man. Bulba just like they're on one right now. So you're probably going to hear some rustling. You're probably going to have distracted and yelling at them. Yep. See, they're running around. Can you guys hear that? I guess the microphone's probably not picking that up. But yeah, the cats, they slept. I think they slept for like 24 hours yesterday because I was home all day. I was like working and stuff, and then they were just sleeping on my lap. And then I went out and did some shows, and then I came back, and usually when they sleep during the day, they're pretty wild at night, which can kind of be annoying. It's kind of hard to sleep, but even last night, they just slept, and so now they're like chasing each other and stuff. For those of you who don't know, that might be watching this for the first time, I have two cats, Bulba and Kaisa, and they're beautiful little kittens, and I love them, even though like sometimes they drive me crazy. I get mad, but I love them. You know, I think anything you love or anyone you love, you know, you get mad at them, right? Like, the worst thing is indifference, right, towards someone. That's when you know someone doesn't love you, someone doesn't care about you, when they legitimately, like they don't care if you exist, you know? So, dude, like, I don't know what it is, but, like, my last cats I had in my previous relationship, they never did this, but, like, anytime I eat... They like my cats, Bulba and Kaisa, they're like raccoons, dude. Like, I'll be like, I literally eat like a prisoner because like when I eat, they literally if I'm making food on the counter, they'll like jump up on the counter and like just like, get this close to like the pots and the pans and stuff, right? Like, oh, you see, this is what I'm talking about. See, I'm not making this up. Look at them. They're just running around being crazy. And then, like, yeah, I'll make food, and then, like, I'll sit down and eat it. And, dude, I'm, like, I legitimately am, like, sitting eating, and, like, they'll both be right in front of me, like staring at me, you know? And, then, like, when I'm not looking, they'll try to go for, you know, they'll try to grab something. God forbid, like, I, like, you know how Asian people, when they eat rice, they kind of pick up the bowl, and, oh, my God. Man, yeah, they're really fucking letting loose right now. They just bumped into the camera. I gotta go fix that. Oh boy. The last few episodes they've just been sleeping on my lap and are just laying around. I think they got too much sleep almost. All right, is that back to where we are? All right. So yeah, sorry about those distractions, guys. But yeah, man, like literally I'll be eating and like you know when Asian people eat a bowl of rice, they pick it up and like kinda eat it like that. Like if I do that, like they'll literally you take their paw and try to slap the bowl down, you know, so they can get a little more eye level. But, yeah, it really gets me annoyed. And, like, I'm getting to the point now when I cook, it's just, like, I feel like a prisoner. You know when you go to prison and then you eat in the cafeteria and then you're scared, like, the big guy who's on death row who just doesn't give a crap anymore, right? Life's not worth living. He's just going to do whatever he wants. He's going to go anyways. And he just like, you know, steals your food or you like he just shanks you in the back. Right. So I'm literally eating just like just hyper aware all the time, you know, and it's not pleasurable. Like, you know, eating's one of those things. It's like sleeping or like taking a poop. It's one of those things in life where you're like, it's just a relaxing thing. You just enjoy it. And I just can't enjoy it. Not only do I eat like, you know, I'm a boring eater. Like I eat healthy. Right. I'm cutting now, like I'm trying to like cut body fat. So like I'm eating just like boring food. So I can't even enjoy the unenjoyable, you know? So anyways, first world problems. Am I right? I got $5,000 cats eating freaking, non-gluten, whatever, whole foods. And here I am complaining. Anyways, guys, it's great to be here. Obviously, it's Saturday. So you might be wondering like, whoa, another episode. What's going on? I have decided that I just woke up today and I was like, you know, I want to do a podcast, and I'm in town this weekend. You know, I got a lot of stuff. I like doing the podcast, like I said, but obviously it's like time consuming, and I used to do it every single day. I don't know if anyone's been following me or watching the podcast for that long. I literally used to do it Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the only reason I did that was because at the time, I think it was like during the holidays, and I had taken like a month off from the road, so I just had free time. And obviously with my road dates picking up and my tour, haven't had that same amount of time. But long story short, let's get to the point. I decided that on the weekends that I am not going on the road, like this weekend, I am, if I have like time, I'm going to do an extra podcast on Saturday. So my thought is like, you know, the Tuesday podcast will always be there. And it'll be fun because, like, on Tuesday, I record Monday, so it's, like, I'll recap what happened on the weekend, you know, if there's any, like, I don't know, news topics or just what's going on in my life, I can talk about that. And then I'll record Friday for Saturday, and then on the weeks that the weekends I'm not on the road, not too busy, and then you'll kind of get, like, a week, like, a weekday recap, and then, you know, I can keep you company for an hour on the weekends. So yeah, that's what we're going to do. For the Patreon members, the podcast will, the only perk now for the Patreon is if you want to support me, it's $5 a month and I really appreciate it. The money literally, it just goes to doing a, better podcast, production value and just, you know, my other, career endeavors. The Patreon members will get the episodes day of. So, like, I'm recording this on Friday now. You'll get it Friday, and then everyone else will get it the following day. Yeah, I hope that's cool with you. I've been doing, like, Patreon exclusives, and literally the only people that have been watching it are my mom, which is kind of weird. You know, it's like my mom could just call me and see how I'm doing. But, you know, it's weird. It's weird. Like, she's being supportive, which is very sweet, but it's just weird to, like, you know, do a podcast for one person. You know, I think other people would watch here and there, but it's just getting to the point now where I need to also expedite my watch hours goal to monetize my channel because the special is finally coming out soon. And speaking of that, my we're at 2,953 watch hours. We're 47 away from 3,000, which is monetization. And then 1,000, what's 1,000 plus 47? 1,047 from ad payment. So, guys, we're getting there. And, you know, doing an extra podcast a week when I can will be just be another way to expedite that process. So, yeah, just a little bit of an update. Hope you guys are excited. I'm checking my calendar right now. While I'll do that, I'll plug my tour dates. But next week, I will also be not on the road. So you'll get another, most like, I don't, like, you know, things always come up, like, I don't know if an audition comes up or God knows what, but I want to say right now, next week there will be a podcast Tuesday and Saturday. I'll be in the Bahamas after that, April 22nd to May 5th, doing shows. So depending on how my lodging situation is there, I might be able to get up a couple. It also kind of depends on, like, the Wi-Fi. You know, sometimes you go to hotels and, like, the Wi-Fi is so bad. And, like, these podcast videos are gigantic. So if it's going to take, like, 7 days for me to upload a podcast, then we're probably going to have to do one a day. One a week, I mean, for 2 weeks. And then when I get back, I'm also off the road for a week. And I'll, you know, you guys get it. If I'm not on the road, there'll be an extra podcast. If I'm on the road touring, you know, it'll just be one a week. That's really it. Let's just plug the tour dates real quick. May 17th, 18th, Kenosha Comedy Club in Wisconsin. Following week, I'll be home. So, again, there will be another podcast. May 31st, June 2nd. I'm sorry. May 31st, June 1st, McKinney, Texas. June 7th, 8th, Gilbert Arenas, but I meant Gilbert, Arizona. June 10th, the casino, Honda Casino in Pine Top. I added something. That's in July. So June 29th, big one, New Jersey, Stress Factory. Come out to that. Let's sell that baby out. July 5th, 6th, Hartford, Connecticut. And I added some. Oh, that's in September. I'm so sorry. Okay. So July 18th, 20th, Montana. And yeah, then September 19th, City Winery, Hudson Valley. That's a new date I just added. And then September 26th, 28th, Seattle, Washington. September 29th, Tacoma, Washington. And yeah, more to come, obviously. We're staying busy, having a good time, having fun. So yeah, the Watch Hours goals. Let's keep watching, keep liking, keep subscribing. I really appreciate it. You guys, you make me feel good. And my bench press goal, as that's my other goal update. So I mentioned last week that we're breaking it down. I was doing strength training for a while, hit a plateau at 215. My goal is 225. And now we're going to do, goddamn, what's it called? Progressive overload. Hypotrophy or whatever the hell it's called. We're going to do that where I do 8 to 12 reps and I'm going to build like that. So I went to the gym and bench today. I was able to do 160 for 8. That was the max, which is, I think that's good. I'm trying to remember what I used to be able to do before I started the strength training. I think it's better. Because I think I was like, it was terrible because like my form was all off. I was drinking and I was just a mess. So I think even with like 160, 165, I still struggled to get to like above 6'7" just because I was, you know, not keeping my body in shape. So I think we're making progress. Obviously, next time we'll be once, you know, we'll try to get to 165 for 8 and then just build. And yeah, other than that, let's start the podcast. I want to talk about, there's a couple things we're going to cover this weekend. So I've been getting a lot of migraines recently. And I have a history of getting migraines. And listen, if you have any solutions, any tips on how I can like, not get migraines, I would love for you to like comment, write in, send me an email, jamescamachocomedy@gmail.com. But I got a pretty bad, it wasn't bad. I got on a scale of 1 to 10. It was probably like a 6 or a 7. But I had a migraine on Tuesday, I want to say. And, dude, I don't know. Like, I don't know what you guys define as migraine or headache. For me, when I get a headache or I guess it's a migraine because it's a severe headache where it's like I legitimately can't do anything. Like I literally, I shut the lights off. I took my contacts out. I put that little eye cover on. I put like Bengay and like other medicine on my head. And like I put ice packs on my head. And like literally, dude, it's just like I just like went to bed at 9. And obviously it's like I can't sleep at 9. You know, I'm not programmed like that. But I just literally couldn't open my eyes, man. And like I just had to like shut it all down and be blind. And it took me maybe a couple hours to go to sleep. And then like I woke up at like 4. Still had the headache. I popped some Advil and I went back to sleep for like 30, 40 minutes and then it went away. Thank God. But yeah, I don't know what it is. And then like yesterday, I got another one and, it wasn't as bad, but like it kind of kicked in around mid afternoon. And then, I went to go do shows and thankfully it was like, this migraine was probably more of like a 4 and, that's what I am. I'm a 4. And I was able to go do my shows and stuff, and it was fun. But yeah, I don't know what it is. Like, it's I think it might, maybe it's a seasonal thing, allergies. Because I just have a history of getting really bad headaches. The last time, dude, there was like a few months ago. I think this is probably in the winter, so this might have been actually like when we were going from summer to fall, and I think that's when like allergies really start acting up because like pollen and stuff. But, dude, I had like a week where I was just having these migraines. And like the migraines I was talking about earlier were like, whatever, 6 4s out of 10s. These were like 10 out of 10s. Like I'm talking about like pounding like behind my eyeballs. It just feels like someone's like squeezing like my eyeball. Someone's just like taking a not even a knife, but like a wooden stick and just jabbing it in my head. And dude, yeah, literally like to the point where like I'm starting to like cry. It's so painful. And I'm just laid out in bed. I'm like, I'm moaning and, Yeah, there was like a whole week straight where I was getting these. And, you know, at the time, I was fresh off the breakup, which is like, I mean, just like, could you add more fuel to the fire? It's just like, I was going through a breakup, so I'm like, I'm emotionally distressed. And then now I have this pounding headache. And that, I don't know if that caused it, too. It's like the stress from the breakup, you know? But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe like, I was going to think maybe because I got cats here. But like, I've had the cats for a few months now. Never had this, never had headache issues. So, yeah, I don't know. It might be a seasonal thing. One thing I think it might be, and this is something I've definitely plausible, and it's, you know, something I'm trying to work on, is that, like, my caffeine intake. So, like, when I wake up, I always get a big cup of Joe from, like, Starbucks or, like, this bagel shop down the street. And I drink it, wake up, and I work out, right? And, you know, I end up usually working out and crashing a little bit, and I take a nap, and then I usually, after that, I go about work. But sometimes what I do, and I did this week, I have like another cup of coffee in the middle of the day right after I wake up from my crash. And a lot of times when I do that, because like I'm not like drinking coffee in the middle of the day and like going out and like, or, you know, or anything like that. Like I'm usually just sitting on my computer doing busy work, like sending emails, you know. Now I'm working on the release for the special, so like I'm doing a lot of work for that, and or just watching tape. But it's like I'm drinking coffee, I'm getting all hopped up again right after a crash, and I'm just sitting idly and like looking at a screen. So I think that may have to do with it, you know. I think as long as I drink coffee or caffeine and I go do something with it, whether it's working out or running around doing shows, I think it's okay because I'm actually using that like jitteriness and energy I'm getting. But when I drink the coffee and I'm just still, I think a lot of times I get headaches. And like there are a lot of times when like this happens a lot when I drink. I get headaches really quick. It's like especially when I have like one beer or something or like two beers. It's like I get like this crazy buzz, right? And I just all I want to do is like I get the buzz and all I want to do is like, you know, be drunk. Be crazy, you know, go hit on chicks, kick things over, start fights, right? Be an animal, right? But I've gotten to the point now where, like, I'm so health conscious. And also, it's like I'm so aware of, like, getting hangovers that, like, I stop. So I'll get this crazy buzz and then I'll just stop. And, like, I crash. And the crash is really, like, that's where a lot of the hangovers come from the one beer thing. Like, if I have a bunch of drinks and, like, have a crazy night, I'm usually totally fine until the next morning that I'm, like, dying. But, yeah. That could be it. So we have potentially seasonal changes. We have potentially the caffeine intake. What's the other thing? Maybe I'm just messed up. You know, maybe, you know, people have suggested I should go to the doctor because I have one friend. I was telling him about my migraines. He goes, "Dude, I've never had a headache in my life." I'm like, "What the hell? You've never had a headache? Like, how is that possible?" You know. But I think maybe that's seriously, comment, let me know. No one ever really comments. It's just the one person that comments emojis, and Norman will comment sometimes. And then sometimes other fans will. Like, it's very seldom. Like, usually, because I always do these, like, questions. Are they hypothetical questions? Rhetorical questions. But they're not rhetorical. I'm literally just like, hey, like, what do you think is causing my headache? Do you think I have a problem? Should I go get checked out? Maybe I have a tumor or something? I shouldn't have went there. That got really dark. Now I'm concerned. That's one thing about going to the doctor and getting checked out. It's like, you should want to go find out if you have something wrong with you, but, you know, ignorance is bliss, you know? It's so scary to, like, find out you have a thing that you almost would prefer to not know and just, like, die, you know? Which is really stupid, but that's how people are. That's why I wish I was stupid, you know? Like, I'm a very smart guy. And not bragging, but it's like, when you're smart, you think too much, you know, because you know too much. But if you're dumb, you're just walking around like, right? You're not in your head. You're not like stressed out. You know, you're just taking things as they are, you know. That's why like my whole like life, like woman I've slept with, woman I've dated, or just woman I know in general, they always like, they're always like, there's always some dumb guy they date. And, like, they date them because they're just fantastic in bed. And I literally think it's because they're so dumb. They're just, like, cavemen. They're just, like, right? So they're just banging, not thinking. Like banging and sex is a lot of it's in your head, you know? Like, that's why a lot of times when, like, if you're in love with someone, like if you're like have a crush on someone, or you're like you hook up with someone that's like a supermodel, you get too in your head about it and like you can't perform, right? So it's like, the mentals. It's weird how the brain and the penis are like kind of like connected in a way, you know? Because like that doesn't work with like other body parts. Like if I'm sore at the gym, let's say my arm or my shoulder's sore, like my shoulder doesn't just like give up, you know? It'll still keep going if I keep doing it, you know? Like I'm not gonna get limp shoulder because my brain's like all in my head, you know? It's interesting. Maybe it's the blood flow. I don't know. Who's dying now? All right, that's bad karma. It's bad juju. Where does bad juju come from? Juju. Nothing to do with... Is that something to do with the Jews? Who knows? But, yeah. Let me know. It's terrifying, too, man, because, you know, I had a migraine yesterday. I had a migraine 3 days ago, the day before yesterday, and now it's like today. It's like, am I going to get another one? Am I going to get another one? You know? Usually when I do the podcast, I have a cup of coffee. Today, I'm hydrating, so... Hopefully we don't. But it's just a lot of times I think it does come down to like when I get all excited and I'm not really exerting myself, you know. So I gotta take it down, you know. Or if I do stimulants like coffee, I gotta like actually be going to like work, like physically move, you know. But yeah, guys, help me. Or if you want to come over and like rub my head, you know, give me a little temple rub. That could also work as well. Speaking of wellness, I went and did a cold plunge sauna day yesterday. I went to this place in Flatiron, New York, called Remedy Place. Very nice, very expensive, but I really wanted to try this cold plunge because he's not been really getting into like working out and physical fitness and stuff. So I've been getting really sore from working out. And obviously, I have my fitness goals, and I really just want to be able to recover quicker so I can, you know, get back in the gym. So obviously, you know, I've done massages. I've done stretching, which is really helpful. But one thing I keep hearing is to do the cold plunge stuff. I mean, I started putting ice packs on my body after workouts, you know. I got to admit, that would help. I've done cold showers and it does help with soreness, but I keep hearing the cold plunge is like, you know, one of the best things to do. So I went, I paid a shit ton of money. I gotta say this, man, I don't know how these, athletes are like Joe Rogan. I think Joe Rogan says he like does a cold plunge every day. Dude, it is literally one of the like most painful things I've ever, I don't understand. It is like, you know, we've all jumped into a cold pool, right? And then you have the, like, right? And then, like, you fly out. But, like, even when the water is, like, cold, it's usually, like, what's a commercial pool usually? I don't know, 70 degrees, 80 degrees, right? But when you still go in, it's just, so I went in a cold plunge that was, like, 50 degrees. Dude, imagine that. Imagine you feel, when you go into, like 70, 80 degree water. Imagine going in a 50 degree water, right? Dude, literally, it's like, I mean, like the moment you put your body, you can't just like tiptoe into it too. You can't like dip your toe. Oh, that's cold. Oh my God. Like, cause if you do that, all you're doing, it's like when you touch a hot stove, you're like, bah, right? And all you want to do is recoil your body. Everything within you is just like, get out, save yourself, right? So like literally like what I had to do is like, I just had to jump in. Like, literally, like, just dip my whole body in and just, like, stay in and just suck it up, dude. And, man, this time moves slow when your entire body is just freezing to death, man. It's literally, like, I think it's about, like, what, 3 to, like, 4 or 5 minutes where once you're in the plunge, your body starts to acclimate. And it does, like, feel pretty good. Good's not the right word. It feels like... It does. I think therapeutic is probably the right word. You definitely feel like something good's going, like something is like positive's happening to your body, but you literally have to go through like literally 3 to 5 minutes of just like freezing cold, man. And the sad thing is like the parts of my body that adapted the best were the places where I had like the most fat, you know, which is literally just like in my stomach area. Like I'm pretty, for the most part, I don't have much body fat, but I got like a, you know, I got a pouch here and a pouch I just got a pouch, you know, and damn, it really hit me because like, dude, I was putting my feet in there. My feet have basically no body fat, and just it, like you could just feel your, it's just, it felt like someone was like shaking your limbs, you know. And then I put my wrist in, like obviously you can see my arms, I got no body fat, so like, dude, I put my wrist in there and literally felt like someone was trying to snap my wrist in half, dude. And the wrist was the hardest part. Like it was so difficult to put. I did two plunges. I think the first time I had my whole body in there, but like I went back. So I went into the sauna, which felt like heaven. If I go to hell, just let me do a cold bath before, because I'll be all good in that hell. But yeah, the wrist, oof, I feel like it was gonna snap in half. And yeah, the first part of my body that actually felt okay was my core area. And man, I got out of there, and like I was with someone that was like in really good shape, like 0% body fat. And like not only did I feel fat, because you know we obviously got undressed to do this, you know, I was looking in the mirror and seeing all that little blah, blah, blah. And then you know, and they just, you know, nothing's wrong with them. Like they literally had like these like tight compression shorts on, right? And just like the tight, like probably like this big of pants, you know, and not one centimeter of body, a little of flub is coming off, just straight in. And I had these, you know, XL Nike things, shorts, and I felt so fat. I'm not fat, but I just like, I don't know. So I literally left there. It was a good experience, but I just don't understand how people like Joe Rogan, these guys. I give a lot of respect to athletes, because like when athletes ever, like football players, any athlete, whenever they play a game, I mean, it's such a physical toll on their body. And dude, they literally, you know, like basketball, they got to play maybe the next day or 2 days later. Football, it's like they're, you know, grown men that are 350 pounds are just crushing into each other, right? So it's like they just, you know, they get massages, they stretch, and they do these ice baths every day, just to like, so they can prep themselves for the next game to reduce the soreness. And like I give them a lot of credit, man. I mean, it's a real, if you want to see how good your pain tolerance is, if you really want to like push yourself, try a cold plunge, man. Like I you know, I consider myself a guy who's very has some pain tolerance, you know, like I can put up with a lot of stuff, definitely emotionally, but physically, man, it's pretty much torture. But I will admit, I do feel pretty good right now. I definitely don't feel like sore like I did last week. You guys remember last week I was saying how sore I was, and just like I just feel like an old man walking around. Like I was just like laying in bed all the time. You know, I will say this, it's like the last few weeks I have been working out, and then legitimately I work out and I lay in bed, I can't move, literally can't move. But this week I've actually been able to work out. You know, I'll sit down for a little bit, but I'm able to just get back up and go. So it definitely did something. But I, for sure, one, I don't have the money, but I couldn't do these cold plunges every day. I mean, it's like yeah, you want to be tortured every day. I get it. It's like good for wellness, and I just, you know, maybe every once in a while, I'll just do a cold shower. You know, boy, it was brutal. But yeah. I did have this like thing of like, man, I really gotta get in shape. And obviously, like, listen, like, I'm talking about in really good shape. You know, I'm not out of shape, but I am in show business, and I also like, I really just want to have a hot body. You know, I really just want to be able to take my shirt off in the summer without any insecurity. So, I know we have my bench press goal I've been telling you about. I'm actually looking to lose about 8 to 10 pounds. I've been pinching my fat. I got about 2 inches of And I went online, did some research, crunched some numbers, because I'm Asian. Love numbers! And apparently, like, if you lose 4 pounds, by the way, if you know better than me, or if you can have any input, please write in. No one's gonna write in. No one's gonna comment. But yeah, I read that 1 inch, you lose 1 inch of belly fat with every 4 pounds you lose, which sounds pretty pretty good, you know. Yeah, I would think more like 10 pounds will get you an inch of body, an inch of belly fat, right? Four, I guess 10's a lot of weight to lose. Yeah, I guess that makes, I guess so. Anyways, I read online, it's like if you lose 4 pounds, it's about an inch of belly fat. So I need to lose around 8 pounds to get rid of my 2 inches of belly fat. And I've been doing a calorie deficit diet. I've been doing more cardio. I'm going to try to get 10,000 steps a day. I get pretty close just living in New York, but there are some days I don't get there. And I think about 10,000 steps is about 300 to 400 calories, something like that. And then, I do cardio at the gym. So long story short, I got another goal of mine is to kill my 2 inches of body fat. And I think it's like you lose about a pound a week. So it's going to take me about 2 months if I do this diet, which I'm not worried about being consistent. Like, I know that I can do that. But, yeah, let's check in every 2 months. I'm going to start weighing myself again. I haven't weighed myself in a while, but I'm going to get on the scale every Monday. And then we're going to try to lose a pound a week. And then every month, hopefully, we'll get 1 inch of belly fat less. And I'll keep you updated, you know. Should I actually show you what, and then take a ruler? No, that might be too much. It's so gross that maybe social media, YouTube will take it down. But yeah, I mean, listen, I'm talking about some extreme physique right here. So obviously, most people are probably, you know, hey, you look great, you look fine. But you know, I'm definitely a guy. As you guys, you know, I go after my dreams, I go after my goals. Are they coming to take away my body fat? you're unhealthy. The ambulance comes. It's an emergency. We got to get rid of your fat. But yeah, I just, you know, you get one life, and I would love to just, you know, I have my goals, you know, I'm going for my dreams, right? Trying to be a comedian. And I just want to live a life where, you know, I have a, you know, no body fat, 8-pack abs. I want to live a life where I've bench 225. You know, I don't want to leave anything on the table. So, I lived my life of drinking and debauchery, and now I want to, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it, right? You got to set goals and accomplish them. So, speaking of what, you know, sexy bodies and stuff, I found this really interesting article. Well, it's not really an article, it's more like, what do you even call it? A journal? I don't know what you call these things. It's not news, but I saw it all started on YouTube first. I saw a video of a girl saying like, it was on Instagram. I saw like this reel of this girl talking about like the outfits she finds sexy on men when they go to the gym. And, you know, I'm like, oh, because like as a guy, I know what's sexy, what women wear to the gym, right? It's like, man, I mean, I got to say, dude, it's like there is not, some of these things these ladies, these girls wear to the gym. I mean, I can't think of any. I don't know what's sexier. You got a girl in like a training bra and like those like really short compression shorts, or just like those yoga Lululemon pants where like they could just the complete outline of their ass. And they, oh my God, dude, it's literally, I don't know what's sexier. Like, you can't get away with that in any, like if you're going out, sure, you could wear like a short skirt or like a, you know, you could look sexy, but damn, dude, like there's the, God, like New York is a metropolitan type, it's a cosmopolitan type of city. So, oh man, some of these girls at the gym, it's really distracting. But I was thinking like, what do women find sexy on, men, right? So there's real, it was these Asian girls just giggling, you know. You ever see those podcasts where there's a bunch of women in a circle, right? They're not even sitting. Like, they're just sitting with their legs up like this, and they're hugging like a pillow, you know. So they're talking about like the things they find sexiest on men. And I thought it was interesting. So hottest outfit for men at the gym are those long sleeve compression shirts, you know? And I honestly, man, like if you had asked me, I would have thought it was like tank tops, right? Or anything that just shows your chest, your arms, you know? But no, apparently compression, which is funny because it's like, it is like if you have a compression shirt on, obviously you can still see like the outline of your arms and your muscle, but it's covered, right? So it's almost like a tease in a way, you know? It's almost like the Lululemon for girls because like girls have the like you can see the outline of everything, but you obviously can't see the actual bare skin, you know? So it's kind of like the compression long sleeve is kind of like the Lululemon for girls, if that makes any sense, right? But yeah, I was, you know, I never would have guessed that. And then she also said gray sweatpants, classic gray sweatpants, which, man, I forgot, like, how big of a thing that was. Like, you know, apparently when you wear gray sweatpants, it's very sexy. It's very sexualized because I guess it shows off your bulge a little more. And I guess that's true. Because if I imagine someone with black sweatpants on as opposed to gray or any other color, maybe red would also look kind of sexy. I'm trying to be gay right now. I'm trying to. But yeah, compression and gray sweatpants, you know? So I'm not going to lie. I heard this stuff and I started. I have all these outfits, these kind of clothes. So I started digging around in my closet. Where the hell are those things? You know, I got to look sexy. But yeah, so. I definitely compression. I never would have guessed the compression, long sleeve compression shirts. And then the gray sweatpants. I guess I kind of knew that because that was a thing. But I usually go to the gym and I wear shorts. But I got to admit, ever since I've been hearing that, I've been going in sweatpants, you know, trying to get that bulge out. But yeah, so I read this and then it kind of got me thinking. Obviously, like I'm a single guy, you know, I'm on the market and I'm trying to attract a mate. So I kind of went online and kind of snooped around to see what outfits a woman finds sexy, you know? You know, I'll just say as a guy for a girl, what's this, to me, what's like really sexy? Obviously, like the gym stuff, like the gym attire, like I said. But yeah, man, like tight yoga pants, just showing off the curves. God damn, that's fantastic. What else? I mean, if a girl's got a fatty and she's got like a nice tight pair of jeans, that's also pretty hot. I really do enjoy if a girl's got like a sick body with like, I'm telling you, like slim, no body fat, and she's got like shorts, like short shorts, and like she's so like skinny that like the short shorts kind of like, they don't really like hug her hips. They like sit there and like you kind of got like one of the weight, the like the front of the waistline kind of like sticking out because she's so skinny. Does that make sense what I'm saying? It's like they sit, they don't hug. Man, that is there's nothing like less hot than excess body fat, I gotta say. For guys and girls, you know? But yeah, like white short shorts. Oof. Long tan legs, gorgeous. Obviously if you got like, you know what's really hot? Like a white, spaghetti top. Like what are those white silky spaghetti tops? And the cleavage is out. I think like a white spaghetti top, cleavage out, cleavage? What are we, Cleveland? Cleavage out with like, short shorts, like white short shorts, like a white and nude combination. Belly button out. Oh man, that is really something. Trying to think what else. Yeah, a good sundress, very like form, like tight sundress, also very nice. What else is very hot on women? Yeah, I guess just that kind of stuff. Really, like I said, my go-to would be like short shorts and a spaghetti top. Yeah. Do I sound like a pig right now? Oh, you know what else is hot? Like a spaghetti top, and when the girls have like sweatpants on, and they kind of roll them up, and then like, you see their midsection. So you get enough of like view where you could tell they have a great body, but then like they, you know, they kind of cover their legs. And if a girl's wearing sweatpants and you could still tell she's got a fatty, that's also really hot. Anything accentuating the curves, I guess, you know, or just letting you know, like, this is what's hiding underneath, you know, not really hiding it, but like hiding it, if that makes sense. So that's what I find sexy in women. What do you guys think is a sexy on woman? I feel like most of the listeners are women, so hope they didn't come off too piggish there. But I got a couple articles I pulled up. One's from Maxim, and one's from Muscle and Fitness. And we are right now going to go read off what women have said is the sexiest clothes men can wear. So here we go. Wearing clothes that fit is almost always the number one suggestion for guys and an easy fix. Yet so many dudes protest it, I'll never understand it. If you want to be buried in your cargo shorts and graphic tees, that's your choice. Yeah, she's pretty right. I've heard that from a bunch of people. Form-fitting clothes, like something that shows off your arms, tighter pants. But man, like sometimes it's just not comfortable. And sometimes you just don't have like the comfortability with your body type, you know? Like, let's say you got a little extra pudge here, or maybe you got like some flabby arms. You may want to wear like a baggier shirt or stretchier pants to hide that, right? So I think a lot of guys, when they say like when they protest it, quote unquote protest it, cargo shorts, graphic, it's usually just being like, hey, I'm not really that secure to wear anything form fitting, you know? I'll totally admit to that, you know. Whenever I feel like I'm getting a little pudge, I wear baggier jeans. No, I have some jeans that are stylishly baggy, but like I'm talking about like 34, 30. Like I'm a 32, like probably right now I'm like a 31, 32, 30 on a good day. But when I get up there, I'll have like my 34 jeans just they're in the back of the closet just in case. And like, yeah, it doesn't look as good. Cause obviously it's like, there's more fabric, there's more space. And it just doesn't fit perfectly. If you know what I mean. Right. I mean, a lot of times these graphic t-shirts, right? Like I wear a lot of like, skateboarding stuff and they're all oversized and stuff. Now I like wearing that stuff because I generally like a lot of times it'll be a collaboration. Or I just like the message on there. But, yeah, a lot of times those aren't form-fitting as well. And as much as I like them, you know, a lot of times it is like, hey, if I can't, you know, I'll hide my fat, but be stylish, you know, be stylish at the same time. Wear decent shoes and keep them relatively maintained. I see a lot of younger guys wearing nice casual clothes, but then pairing them with kind of worn out gym shoes. Yeah, that's kind of disgusting. Like you'll see someone with a great outfit on and then like their shoes look like they've been through like a war or something, right? That's always one of those signs where it's just like, oh, like you're just kind of posing. It's like you're like, for me, it's always like, if you really want to see what someone's worth, you look at their shoes and their accessories. So anytime I see someone with like a great outfit on, I mean, listen, you can buy that kind. You could buy a good looking shirt, good looking pants at H&M for like $20, you know. But if you got like a nice watch on, nice expensive shoes on, then it's more of a signal that you have money, you know. I definitely do a good job with that. Like I got some really expensive sneakers and I have some nice watches. So, you know, on days that even I look schlubby-ish because I got my skateboard clothing on, I think you could probably tell I'm doing all right with the sneakers and stuff. Well, this lady says, nice sneakers can work well with the right outfit, but I think you need to make a distinction between casual sneakers and actual workout gym shoes. Also, maybe this is just me, but I think neatly trimmed, clean nails are nice. All right, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll get a mani-pedi soon. Anything well-tailored, a suit, t-shirt, jeans combo, as long as it fits your body, it's hot. I'm a big t-shirt jean guy. Not a big suit guy, unfortunately. I don't don't really need a suit. I have suits, but I never wear suits. I don't have a, I'm a comedian, you know? But I do, you know, I do a t-shirt jean combo. As long as it fits your body, that's hot. Wear a belt. If you're wearing a black belt, matches with black shoes. Same rule applies to brown. I don't really wear a belt. I might have to wear a belt again as I'm losing this this pudge, this flub. But yeah, I agree. The matching belt, matching shoes, that's a big thing. Jeans and either a normal t-shirt or a button-down. But I swear to God, not dad jeans. It's weird. Girls always say talk about dad bodies, but dad jeans not good. Okay. Okay, picky girls. Blue jeans that are either dark or light in color. Okay, so any jeans, really. Right? Dark or light? Where is the in-between? I guess there is a medium color. I like a man with a nice butt so I can give it a squeeze. Yeah, that one I definitely agree with that. You know, so many guys have flat butts and stuff, but dude, some, like, you know, I'll see a guy, a lot of times like black guys, not to get racial, or Hispanic guys, man, they got some fat asses, man. And I'm jealous, you know, I got no ass. You know, my ass looks like if a turtle lifted up its shell. It's disgusting. Just ugh, no shape, nothing. Oh, it's just like a waterfall, man. Just and yeah, I'm always jealous, but like, goddamn, it's like, yeah, I can see how that's attractive, you know? Even I'm staring. If a guy's got a nice ass, even I'm staring at it. I'm like, it's not out of like, man, I'd love to. It's just more like, God, how to, man, what do I got to do? You know? You think Asian guys, Chinese guys would have nicer asses, right? Like we had, didn't our ancestors grow up like work, like squatting in rice fields and stuff, you know? I'm Asian. I can say that. I love when a guy wears a nice fitting basic black tee. Does it for me every time. I've heard that before. I don't like black tees. I have them. Don't like them. I prefer a white tee. This girl's like literally being like, this is what I find hot. I'm like, I don't give a shit. I don't want to bang you anyways. Button down shirt, roll up sleeves, well fitting jeans, pants that don't have any sag in the ass. Again, that's sag in the ass. That's I'm sag after in the ass for sure. Nice shoes, the correct amount of cologne, no body spray, and a watch. See, I don't do cologne. Maybe I should get some cologne. Because I got to admit, man, like, some women put on too much cologne where you're just like, it feels like your nose hairs are burning. But if a girl's got like a not too aggressive scent to her, it is kind of hot. Watch, like I said, good. Well-fitting jeans, pants. Button-down shirt. I legitimately hate wearing button-downs. I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. I don't like the buttons being there. I don't like the sleeves. Like, I always roll up the sleeves all the way to, like, my elbow. Just because I hate when it's, like, dangling. I don't like that stuff. Maybe I got to get better fitting stuff. But I used to wear a button down on stage just to look presentable. I stopped because I just feel like there was too much, like, holding me down, you know? You can never go wrong with black or dark colors. A fancy jacket with something simple underneath would make you look good with minimal effort. Okay. Wear pants that fit well. Man, girls love the fitting pants. It's weird because, like, baggy jeans are, like, in now, right? Aren't baggy pants in now? But I guess it's a fashion thing, not more of a... I find it really flattering for men to wear layers. So instead of just wearing a t-shirt, maybe wear a flannel unbuttoned on top. If you're wearing a button-up, wear a sweater on top that reveals the collar. Ooh, really? I don't like that. She must like Chad's. I think that's such a nerdy look when you got a button-down with a sweater over it. I don't know. I'm not a fan of that. Not only does this make you look stylish, but when you layer clothes, you give the illusion that your upper half is heftier than it actually is. So your chest looks bigger, larger, and your shoulders look broader. Score. Okay. I do know that broad shoulders are a big, big thing with the ladies. I mean, you want your shoulders as a man to, like, be wider than... You don't want anything like your belly or your hips or anything really going past your shoulder width. If you can have, like, that, like, nice hourglass... Not hourglass. I guess, upside down triangle kind of shape to you. I think that's good. Oh, we're at 50 minutes now. All right. So, you know, let's go to the other article, because the other article, because you can see here a lot of it's like form fitting, black t-shirts. But this other article has, this one's from Muscle and Fitness. This one's actually got some interesting stuff. It says a uniform, which I've heard a lot. Women love firemen, a guy uniform. Here's what I found interesting. This is something that, that's different from the last one. Jeans and white t-shirt, boxers and white t-shirt. I gotta be honest. That's the look I like here. No, I love when a guy wears a white t-shirt with jeans and a great pair of denim jeans is so sexy. Yeah, I'm big on that. I'm not a black t-shirt guy. I like white t-shirts. It could be crew neck, V-neck, a nice form-fitting shirt with like jeans. That's the look I usually that's like my, I guess, quote unquote lazy day look, or like my easy outfit. I always feel really good when I wear a white t-shirt. I don't know. It's something about a black t-shirt. I don't know. I just don't think it's as sexy. I'm sexualizing myself, but yeah, I can see the white, like, I think like a white t-shirt and like light blue jeans is a hot look. And that's a look I do a lot. I'm saying this as I'm wearing a dark shirt. So full of shit. But yeah, baseball cap is one, which is kind of, I thought baseball caps would make you kind of look douchey. You know, it's like, who is this guy? This guy thinks he's a celebrity, but I guess girls like that. They like maybe it has some mystique to it. I don't know. I think if you got a baseball cap and like a nice chiseled like jaw, it almost like matches the cap. So that's kind of hot. An effortless jeans and hoodie look is hot. But you got to make sure it's not old crappy clothes. It's about achieving that sexy yet effortless vibe. Another one. Love a guy, white t-shirt, jeans, a great pair. Oh, I already read that one. This one's weird. Jerseys of any kind. I love a man who loves sports. All right, I think that's just you. What we kind of gathered here is that, what I've gathered from reading this is that girls like, kind of like men, they like form-fitting stuff, right? Something that kind of shows, like, if we were to bang, this is what you're going to get. But you're not showing it off, right? You're not going out there, you know, you got a trench coat, you're showing everything, right? But, like, you know what the woman with, like, if they got tight yoga pants, you could see you can see the ass, the shape, the legs, right? And then if they got their midsection showing, you can kind of see what you're working with there, you know? There's nothing worse than, like, sleeping with someone and then it's a surprise in bed. Do you know what I mean? And like, I've had that happen where it's like, I've hooked up with someone and they take off all their clothes and you're like, man, you did not look like you were going to have that down there. You know? Wow. I went out with a girl once where, man, she just hit everything really well. Maybe I should have caught it. But dude, I'm telling you, she looked like really thin. Not like thin, not like anorexic or like in shape, but just like, you know, thin. And then, dude, we got to bed and like, she had like some kind of procedure or something. She had her entire gut like just like rolled up in like a towel and like stuffed into her pants. And she took off her clothes and just, bleh! I'm like, God damn, what the hell is that? You know, you ever see that? It's like they just rolled out the fat carpet, and I'm like, God, Lee, man, and I was not able to perform, because I was so thrown off, but stop hiding things, just shit. But that's, you know, see, that's where it comes down to, where it's like, if you have form, and as a guy, as all these ladies are saying, form-fitting jeans, they want to see what your ass may look like, right, they want to get a little bit of a hint, right, form-fitting, just shirt, not baggy, not sloppy. They just want to see the shape of your body, because you can't hide that. You know what I mean? It's like you can lie behind, you know, you can lie, you can say you have all this money, you can make up all this stuff on a date, but this one thing that's not going to lie is what your physique is, you know? And that's obviously, you know, physical appearance is obviously something that everyone looks at when it comes to dating. It's probably the first thing they look at. And if you can kind of show, it's like, I'm not going to show you, but if you can kind of see it poking out from my shirt or my pants, you know, here's what we got. So that's kind of the what I've gathered here. That's why the compression too, it's like the compression legitimately just shows everything, right? I also think there is a thing to like achieving a sexy yet effortless vibe. I think that's why I was wrong about the tank tops being what ladies would find sexy at the gym. Because if you're wearing a tank top, you're obviously doing it because, like, guys, look at me. You know, you're just showing off all your arms and showing off everything, right? It's same thing with a woman. If a girl is too scantily dressed where it's, like, everything showing, you're almost like, damn. Like it's really, like, you're looking like, God, you're, like, you can't stop looking. It's amazing. But it's, like, there is a part of you that's, like, all right, it's like that, huh? You know? Like, you're really trying to get people's attention. Not to say it's a turn off, but it's more of like a mental thing, you know? Like, there are girls that come to my gym and they're like, yeah, man. I mean, they're dressed like they're about to do a scene or something, you know? And I know they're just going there to work out, but like, it is like too hot, you know? It puts you in this zone where it's like, inappropriate's not the right word, but it kind of gets you into like this, like, I don't know, it's in a weird way, it's uncomfortable. But if someone's like, dressed hot, you know, I guess I don't know, it's hard. If I just want to look at if I want to go online, if I want to, like, you know, get dirty with myself, that's what I want to see. But I guess if I'm in public or if I'm looking for someone to actually, like, take seriously, date, then I kind of want just someone with, like, you know, form-fitting clothes so you can see. But it's, I don't know, there's something about, like, It's like you kind of like dissect people. Like there's a thing about like trying to show off that's not sexy, right? It's like when you're trying to be cool, but you call yourself cool. It's like, dude, cool is just being cool. Like it's effortless, you know? So I think there's something to being like looking like you're not trying to be sexy, but you're just coming off like it's just effortless, you know? So I probably think that's why, like, you know, if a guy walks around with like his shirt off, as hot as his like body may be, I think there are girls that are kind of like, wow, that guy's out of his mind, right? But if a guy, sexy body, but he's got a nice fitting shirt, good jeans, you're almost like, okay, he's still showing it, and I know it's sexy, but he's not like all out there. You know what I mean? So I think, I guess the sexiest look for both men and women is just that like effortless outfit that shows that you're put together. And yeah, you got a nice body, you know? Yeah, I think that's about that. Did you guys find this interesting? I don't know. I found it interesting. I'm glad I stumbled upon this because now obviously it's like, I guess I've been, you know, out of the game for a while. So I've been kind of clueless with my outfits. Like I've just been kind of wearing the stuff I like to wear, which is what you should wear. But I definitely have been putting more thought into like, oh, what's gonna get me laid, you know? So like, I guess, you know what I try to do, especially when I try to wear my fashionable like clothes, I try to like have one part of my body fit the form fitting vibe. So let's say I want to wear one of my skateboard shirts, I always try to make sure my jeans look good. If I want to wear my baggy like pants, then I try to make sure my shirt's form fitting, so at least I check off one of the box. I just think it all comes down to like people looking at you and going like, oh, they got a nice body, you know? Or I can see what their body looks like. I think once you like have everything too covered up, it just leaves too much for interpretation, guessing, and then, you know, people don't want to think that hard. All right, guys, let's wrap up here with a motivational quote. I got about, 21 minutes. Okay. I thought we were more shorter on time. But I guess, so we have a little time. Let's just get through this real quick. Apparently, O.J. Simpson died. And, you know, it's hard for me. I can't really talk much about it because I was not making thoughts when all the things went down. But all I hear is that he was such a big deal. And this really was like a crazy moment. It's like one of those like you remember where you were moments. And like I said, I don't know anything about OJ. I just obviously know about the glove and like he's infamous. You know, with that being said, and then obviously like apparently at the time it was a big racial thing because you know, there was like I think Rodney King was it. The police beat him up, and then the police didn't get charged. And then with OJ, you know, he's accused of murder, and he gets acquitted. So you know, and he's a you know black person. So people were like, "This is justice," and it was just a big crazy thing. I guess it's almost like the George Floyd. It's like I don't know. I don't know. Like I can't really compare because I didn't go through that time. But like in terms of like racial tension and divisiveness and significance, that's probably one of the things I can think of. The George Floyd murder. But yeah, it is very weird. You know, when someone's known for something like that and they pass away. Because, you know, when someone dies, it's never a good thing. But I think, like, Caitlyn Jenner came out and said, like, good riddance, which is, like, I don't know. It's just a little classless. Like, I understand, like, he may not have been a good person. He killed, might have killed someone. But, like, dude, like, you should never celebrate someone's death, you know? That's really the point of what I'm trying to make here. You know? Listen, I'll be honest. Like, in a weird way, I had two guys growing up that used to bully me. Like, pretty bad. Like, one of the things the guy said to me, like, still traumatizes me to this day. Oh, shit, is the camera dying? It's about to die. Shit, guys. All right, we'll keep going until it dies. But, shit. Damn, it's gonna die soon. But, yeah, anyway, so, like, I grew up, and this guy, he said to me, literally, I'm like, we're like, at the bus stop, elementary or middle school, and he goes, He always bullied me. He always like really made me feel crappy. And then one day he just goes, you know, your life's like pointless. Something like that. Your life's pointless, or like there's no point in your existence. And that made me, I was like in a funk all day. I went home. Like it was the first time I was like legitimately depressed. We're like, you know, shoulders down, head down, just feeling numb, you know? And him and another guy, they used to bully me. I mean, the other guy like used to beat the crap out of me. They both died really early, like 21, 25, and dude, even when they passed away, I wasn't like, you know, they got what they deserved. I was sad, man. It's like, dude, they had their whole lives ahead of them. Like, listen, were they going to be good people? Probably not, right? But yeah, you never want to wish death on anyone or be excited about people's death. Man, they still have their own families. Like, even as douchey, as crappy as someone is, they still have loved ones, you know? So, yeah, I don't want to say, like, rest in peace, OJ, but it's just, like, I just hope the people around him and the people affected by him, you know, they can live their days out in peace. We're going to try the motivational quote because the camera... You know what? The camera's going to die, guys. So, you know what? No motivational quote for the week. I appreciate you guys. As always, please go like, share, subscribe, comment. Go on my socials. Please like the stand-up clips. Please like the clips I post. Let's try to get things to go viral. If I get more followers, I get more bookings, and then I get more money, and then God, you know, golly, man. It's a hard business, but I'm working my butt off, and I really appreciate every single person that consumes my content. It really is amazing. So, guys, this is the first Saturday podcast, and to many more. Dice and adios.